And even when I was in school, like when a teacher said to put your phone away, like you put your phone away if you even had a phone.
Yeah,
you know?
I didn't have a phone.
But my sister, she had a phone.
My sister had a phone. But you're the oldest.
Yeah.
I think that it'd be a lot going on in high school, and I'd be peeping a lot of stuff that people do and say. And
all we did was go to school, possibly do our homework, and all of the social activities that went along with high school. Maybe some babysitting on the side.
We are the guardians of girlhood, paired with multi-generational perspectives. And when we say every girl has a story, what do we mean? The girl searching for her people, the girl craving an outlet, the girl with big dreams but no idea where to start. What about the girl whose father is in prison? The girl who hides in the bathroom at lunch? The girl desperate for a break from her home, even just for a moment. By opening up and sharing these experiences, we not only empower ourselves, but also inspire others. Unconditional sisterhood, unwavering community, and the realness. We express, we create, then we elevate. This is Love Girls, the podcast.
Welcome to Love Girls, the podcast. I'm your host, Kayla Babers, and today we're diving into a powerful conversation about high school culture then and now. While many teenage experiences stay the same across generations, friendships, finding your identity, and navigating peer pressure all become part of today's new challenges shaped by technology, social media, and a rapidly changing world. We're excited to be joined by Tamaya and Amaya. Also joining us is the amazing Venicia Glenn, mentor and finance director at Her Voice Media. And a special shout out to our sound engineer, Amaya Woods, a student at Augustana College, and our Her Voice Media intern, helping make this episode sound amazing. Let's get into it.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jasmine Babers-Gunn, and I am the co-host of Love Girls, the podcast. We have various ages in the room with us today. So me, your girl, it's been a minute since I was a teenager personally. I'm 29. I'll be 30 on the 30th of October. And woo-hoo. So I graduated high school in 2014. Amaya, when did you graduate?
I graduated in 2023.
Crazy. Insane.
Venicia?
Well, I am a little nervous to say when I graduated. My goodness. No, I graduated from high school in 2007.
Yep.
So, yeah. A little while ago. Just a little.
Amaya?
I actually graduate early, so technically I graduate in 2025.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, I'm pre-auntie age, so I graduated in 2011.
If you pre-auntie,
and we, as always, have our favorite special guest who's not actually a special guest at this point. She's kind of a regular on the podcast. Teresa Babers, what year did you graduate high school?
Let them know. I just wanted to make everybody feel good in the room. Shout out to all the 40 years. 1985.
Woo! That was a minute ago. But we are so lucky to have you and your wisdom in the room representing for our boomers.
She's going to come and say she's a Gen X, but she's on the
I box. Know you lying. Gen X all day.
Mom, yell into the mic.
I know you lying. Gen X all day.
I don't know what they put in her coffee.
Okay, Tamaya, so it's been a minute since I've been in high school, so I'm interested in hearing, like, what is your typical day, and how are you managing, like, balancing school, your social life, and everything else?
Okay, so I go to work in the morning, so I have to wake up at 6, and I have to be at work at 7, and then my shift ends at 10, so I need to be at school by 11:30, so, like, it's a lot. It's not at the same time because I don't mind waking up that early.
And see, that's where we differ. Because your girl is more of a night owl. Kayla, what time did you wake up? I feel like you was 10 minutes before you was supposed to be out the door.
Yeah, I'm not a morning person if it involves other human beings. So I would just get as much sleep as possible. And, you know, back in the 2000s, we wasn't doing a full face beat. Doing our hair.
That part.
We was doing a ponytail, throwing a headband on, putting on some leggings. I know y'all remember the leggings. Yep. You might put on some little Ugg boots, depending on the season, and you were out the door. Yeah. But my days were longer because I was an athlete, and I did marching band. So I might start school, 8 o'clock, but the day wouldn't end until 7 or 8 after training, homework, all that good stuff. So, I don't know. I feel like being a high school student was a full-time job. What do you think, Tamaya?
I think it is, but at the same time, it's not.
Girl.
Don't be mad because she ain't wore out from her schedule.
This is coming from the person that didn't do any sports in high school.
Ooh. I sure didn't.
Okay, Amaya, you are our most recently removed high school student. What is it like your high school schedule compared to your college schedule?
My high school schedule compared to my college schedule is really different, especially when comparing my freshman year in college and my junior year in college, just because I was an athlete my freshman year in college and I was also an athlete in high school. So we had like 5 to 6 a.m. practices for track and field in the morning in high school, and then we had 4 a.m. practices to 6 in college for my freshman year. So that was a little iffy. And then you had, as a freshman, I believe you start with 3 classes, but they're 3 long classes, like 2-hour classes per day. And so that's kind of exhausting when you have 3 classes to go to. So I would just say it was very chaotic. It's not as chaotic as it is now because, like, I dropped being a part of track just because it was hard to juggle. So I feel like it's a little easier. I mean, I still have to get up at kind of early. I'm not an early person. I have to get up at 8 for physics. So, yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, physics.
8 a.m. physics?
8 a.m. sharp.
That is tough.
It's sad.
Well, I can tell you about my schedule.
Here we go.
First of all, I either had to take the bus or I had a friend. Shout out to Shidell Watts.
Shidell is such an old... I'm sorry, that is... What was that generation? Shidell?
That's probably two names mixed together.
Okay, the mama and the daddy. Yeah. The mama was probably Sharon.
Cheyenne.
Something. And then the Dale.
Dale.
She.
Oh, it's a she. I thought Shidell was a man.
No.
A boy.
No.
Okay.
Shidell would come down the street and she would basically just like slow down. And if you didn't jump in the car and if you wasn't out there early, she was never late for school. She wanted a parking spot. So she had to be there 30 minutes before. But it was either that, walk, or take the bus. So I stood on that corner and jumped in that car. And then, you know, she would be like, y'all got some gas money? We'd be like, we got $2 on this. But gas was under $1 a gallon. So
wow, the Great Depression.
Yes. So, but you know what? I didn't do any of the extra stuff. All we did was go to school, possibly do our homework, and all of the social activities that went along with high school. Maybe some babysitting on the side.
Sounds like an underachiever to me. All jokes, kind of.
That's all right, though, because I raised 2 winners.
Yeah. Oh, clock it.
Clock it.
Clock it. All jokes.
So, Mommy, we're going to need you back for this question, too, because Lord. We're going to start talking about social media and being in high school, being a teenager,
And also being in your 20s, 30s, 40s, and social media, because I think it affects everybody. But starting specifically with being in high school, with you, Tamaya, do you think that social media affects how you've been seeing yourself and your peers?
I don't really be on social media, so.
What do you have? Like, what social medias do you have?
TikTok.
Of course.
Facebook.
You're on Facebook?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
A lot of Gen Zers don't even bother with Facebook.
I was told that was an old head app.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Really? Yeah, a lot. The main app I be on is TikTok Snap.
Ooh,
Snap is a big one.
Snapchat.
That's some dangerous territory.
I don't get the appeal.
I love don't Snapchat. Get it either.
Right?
I don't get Snap. I like to be able to recall things that I said.
Yeah.
I like to interact. I feel like you can't. I feel like interacting on Snapchat is like either not taboo, but old. Like you don't really carry on a conversation in Snapchat. So I don't get it either.
Tamaya?
Well, I remember me and my teacher, like we were talking about it and stuff. And she said she thinks it's kind of like a dating app.
Snapchat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just don't like Snapchat. Nothing good comes from it.
Ooh.
It's devious. The filters are really good on Snapchat.
Yeah. They are. Okay,
the filters are really nice, but it's not worth having.
Ooh.
And I didn't get Instagram back until, like, we went on the Washington, D.C. trip along with TikTok.
That brought back Instagram?
Yeah.
Wow.
I wasn't on Instagram or TikTok.
Why?
I just don't like social media.
That's fair.
It just gets to my head sometimes, and I'm like, oh, I should, you know, I need these things like that people have, and I'm like, no, I don't.
Let's go deeper. Because I feel the same way, though. I take quarterly breaks off of social media because I feel like mentally it can be all-consuming. Oh, sorry. I feel like mentally it can be all-consuming, like, I think a lot of people are addicted to their phones. I think a lot of people are addicted to social media, especially teenagers. But, like, myself included, like, I'm on my phone constantly. And so I'm just curious about, like, why you chose to delete the apps, what it's been like for you socially. Like, don't you go to school or don't you, like, hanging out with your friends and, like, oh, have you seen X, Y, and Z? Or do you know about X, Y, and Z? And, like, you've missed out because, like, you're not on social media?
So I would say I definitely am missing out on a few things. They're like, oh, have you heard about this or X, Y, and Z? I'm like, no. Or if I do like hear about it, it'll be like months later. I'm like, hey, guys, you know about this topic? They're like, Amaya, that's old. That's like really old. But typically when they bring it up, they'll ask me, they'll be like, oh, do you know what this is? And then it won't be funny anymore. So they'll just drop it. but I think it's been really good. It's been a great, I would say, detox for me to, like, really focus more on my schoolwork, especially because I got distracted easily. Mm-hmm. I was a procrastinator. I stayed up late. But if I deleted, like, social media, I had no reason to be up late. Mm-hmm. I had no reason to procrastinate. Like, there was nothing to do except get done what I needed to get done. So it was very helpful. I would do it again. Mm-hmm. I need to do it again because my drafts right now, I have no storage space on my phone.
But, okay, so for our millennial girlies, I feel like social media was in a different stage when you guys were in high school.
Yes.
I feel like nowadays kids always have their phone. And even when I was in school, like, when a teacher said to put your phone away, like, you put your phone away. If you even had a phone, you know?
I didn't have a phone. But my sister, she had a phone.
My sister had a phone. But listen, you're the oldest.
Yes.
But I am not the oldest.
And we were still in the flip phone phase. You could have gave a girl a flip phone.
I know, but it wasn't the trend that it became where everybody had a phone and that's how you communicated. So that happened, you know, probably it just has to do with age and timing of when the technology was emerging.
Solitary confinement. That's what it was.
Do you feel like social media would have changed your high school experience? And are you grateful that you didn't have it? Or do you feel like maybe it would have made things better or more interesting? Or have you even thought about it?
I think it was just becoming super popular when I was in high school. But you know what? I like my old school drama, I guess. You know, you go to school and somebody is talking about you on the bathroom stall. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's old school bullying, this cyberbullying. I understand it's a whole new wave. I think social media creates a false sense of confidence for people. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, people might say something to your face. Mm-hmm. You might get into a little scuffle at school, but on the internet, people feel like they have the range to just do horrible, insidious things. Suicide from cyberbullying was ticking up as I was coming out of high school. So I just find it interesting. I'm not saying one is better or worse. I just think the dynamics are completely different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'd age myself just a little bit more than Kayla, because social media for me was MySpace. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember, I don't know if you all recall MySpace, MySpace was a little controversial, mm-hmm. I'd say. Yeah. Because how it worked is you had like a top 15 friend list, and that went on your page.
I remember.
So if you changed a friend or you move them up or you move them down, that would cause some issues in the friend group.
Like, what's going on?
What's up? So I think that was the beginning of kind of seeing just how something online can be misinterpreted and then brought into real life and creates issues. Mm-hmm. And so I don't really remember the transition from MySpace to Facebook, because it was, I don't know, it was more instant. Mm-hmm. But I do think that it did create issues in that way. I don't really ever remember MySpace creating like image or anything like that type stuff, because we didn't really have filters.
And all that.
Yeah, we didn't really have that. I didn't have a phone, so I was trying to get home really fast after school to get on the computer to sign in, then to see what messages I had from the previous night.
Yes, ma'am.
and checking it that way. So that is different in that way. But yeah, just a different experience.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because now we have like instantaneous access to everybody, which is, in one hand, is great because it connects people. But on the other hand, it's very demanding. Like, I have a line sister, and she'll be like, you left me on red? Girl, I was in the bathroom, I was brushing my teeth, I was doing whatever.
Life.
Like, love you, girl, but back in the day, you had to wait 24 to 48 hours to continue a conversation. And I low-key slash high-key miss those days, because it's just like, why aren't you responding to my texts? What you doing? And then you get a FaceTime. Oh, now you got to see what I'm doing.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's it's a whole nother layer. Yeah. And I think it's almost like it's just an enmeshment too much of things that should, everybody should have personal time to themselves. Mm-hmm. And you don't owe anybody access to you. And I think that social media, cell phones create this false sense of intimacy and closeness that doesn't actually exist.
Right.
Yes. But yeah, you can tell I've been thinking on that one for a while.
No, that's a good point, because even when mom was talking about going to her high school reunion or whatever, I was like, my 10-year reunion just passed last year.
Wow.
And I didn't go because I was like, I know what all these people is up to.
True.
There is no air of mystery.
Yep.
You know, so unless I wanted to go just to see them with my own eyeballs, I really felt caught up on who was doing what, because we all, I guess, in one way or another, quote unquote, stayed in contact. And so I think that it takes like a little bit of the fun out of it sometimes.
That is so sad. I am shedding a tear for you.
Because I didn't go to my 10-year high school reunion?
No, because you think that interaction, keeping up with people on social media, is connection. Connection is being able to give someone a hug you haven't seen in 10 years.
We don't even like them people.
Well, if you don't like them, don't go.
Don't hug them.
But what I'm saying is that she said that she already felt a connection. Mm-hmm. And for my generation, real connection is in person,
yeah.
eye to eye,
I mean,
person
I...
to person. And a lot of people don't go to their class reunions because low-key, I didn't like high school. But so I get that. But just the part about connection, I think that's a generational thing. I don't feel connection with social media contacts.
Well, I think that I understand what you're saying, but I politely disagree because I think that when you stayed connected to the people that you wanted to stay connected to after high school because those were your people. So like my nini, Shanitha, who has been a guest on the podcast before, you were going to stay connected to her regardless, and you were going to see her in person, this, that, and the other. I guess I'm talking more about people who I didn't necessarily want to stay connected to after high school in terms of like being besties, like being friends. And so when I say I feel connected to them, like all the questions we would have small talk over at our high school reunion, I already know the answers to. Like, oh, where are you working? Oh, did you get married? Do you have a partner? Do you have kids? Like all of those things I kind of know the answers to. And no, I don't want to give them a hug.
But
so
the high school reunions are for people you haven't had contact with, but you recall. So they're not necessarily your friends, but you shared a time and space together. And that's probably different now because, you know, this might be a good segue into socially, physically, like what it's like in the school building. But we shared classes together. We built high school floats together. We did things like that. And so we weren't necessarily friends, but we have memories. We have memories of there was this kid in our class. His last name started with a Z, and he made a joke during the high school graduation practice, and he was the last person in line because his name started with a Z, and the second letter was a W. So he was last, and he said,
"Yes."
And he said, "I thought black people were supposed to be in the back." Whoa. And we didn't think, I mean, we thought it was.
Say what now?
Look, this was before like PC culture. And all that stuff. And so we knew him and he was just trying to be funny. You know, it was a reference to like Rosa Parks and whatever. But
that's a reach.
It's look, Gen X, we got tougher skin. I'm not saying it's right to say. I'm just saying, like, people.
Y'all would have been the same ones to invite him to the cookout.
Yep. People made
y'all just
jokes.
Let anybody say anything anyway, to you, and now you call it tougher skin. No, it's disrespect. But you wanted to tie it up in a cute little bow, ooh, like, oh, that's my guy, Zawowski's. We love him.
We would have never remembered that this happened, except that they excluded him from the graduation and he didn't get to walk. And we thought that was extreme because you really only get one moment to have that with your classmates. We thought he should get to walk. We didn't think it was that big a deal. We really didn't.
Whoa.
Anyway, my point was, is that we have these memories as a group and talking to people and seeing people that only that class has is why some people go to their class reunions. But we digress.
Yeah.
I
Justice for
would like to talk about
girl
the culture
girl
in high school because we go into the schools at Her Voice Media. We meet students. We do programming. And I'm going to let you know, Amaya and Tamaya, I am shocked by high school, the hallways, the conversation, the dress, the everything is so shocking to me. So can you share a little bit about that culture? Some of the things that go on in high school, and I don't know if it's different from a college student to a current high school student, about what's happening in the hallways. And, you know, I would say one of the biggest things happening right now, which makes me concerned for the health of our next generation, is vaping.
I think
that it be a lot going on in high school, and I be peeping a lot of stuff that people do and say and how they dress and how they shouldn't dress, but like you can't really tell nobody how to dress or how to act. I do see a lot of people, you know, vaping and smoking weed and Ooh. Doing cards, and it's a lot. And then
doing what?
Cards.
It's like a weed pen.
I just feel and, like
okay, old head.
Like we can't have nice things because people just ruin them.
And I guess for those that don't know, my heart is raggedy, so I have a slew of cardiologists, and the cases that they get of people vaping, where their lungs are just collapsing inside of their bodies. They're young, 20, 19, 18. And I was talking to my cardiologist about this, and she was like, yeah, they package it for kids. Like, mm-hmm. the flavors are like bubblegum and cotton candy.
Yeah.
And they make the cartridges like pretty colors, and they smell good. And I'm just like, this is consumerism's final boss.
So basically, in high school, vaping was very common, actually. You've seen everyone vaping on top of the stalls, sitting on top of the stalls,
yeah,
standing on the
stalls.
Toilets, watching you pee.
Yeah.
It was really
what?
Weird.
Wait.
People still do that now.
Watching you go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
People still do that now.
Immediate. Call Chris. Who's the guy that does catch a predator? Call him now.
Chris Hansen.
What are we talking about?
No, yeah, when right, you go to so. College, or at least at my college, mm-hmm. and then within my friend group and the people I know, vaping is very looked down upon. Like, people, of course, they smoke weed. Weed is more considered, like, better for you in a sense. Like, mm-hmm. I have a lot of friends that have, like, weed licenses for their anxiety. But it's very looked down upon. Like, if you see someone vaping or if you're vaping, someone's going to call you out on it. Be like, ew, you're vaping? Like, that's gross.
That's icky.
And also, cigarettes are also really looked down upon.
Mm-hmm. Finally.
Especially because they stink. They stink, like, really bad. So those are really looked down upon, except the only people you see smoking cigarettes for real are probably internationals, just because, like, it's very big, especially when I went to Europe. It's very huge to see people smoking cigarettes. Like, they don't really smoke weed for real or vape. It's cigarettes. Like, those are super huge out there. So when internationals come here for college, you see, like, a lot of them smoking cigarettes.
Hmm. I didn't know that.
I feel like cigarettes, like, people think cigarettes are, like, now, like kind of, like, artsy. Like, if you're smoking cigarettes for, like, a cute photo or something, or, like, a movie for ambiance or something, like, you're like, okay, cute. And then, but if you just see somebody on the street, like, smoking a cigarette, you're like, why are you, like, why are you doing that? I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like people think it's, like, you know, if you see Beyonce in a music video, like, smoking a cigar, you're like, oh, cool. But
I am going to say, if I see Beyonce doing anything in a video, it's going to be cool.
Cool. Okay, I want to switch topics because we are quickly running out of time and we have to talk about dating.
Ugh.
We have to talk about dating in high school because when I was in high school, this was before, are high schoolers even on dating apps? Probably not. I feel like you have to be 18 or older.
That feels gross.
Right? But
I
mean,
something about it feels wrong.
But you know, like social media, I guess, rather than dating apps, I'm sure does something to the dating world. Mm-hmm. Like when you are talking to somebody, you have an interest in somebody, and you see them liking a post or something, I'm sure that that is controversial. But yeah, when I was in high school, social media was a thing. MySpace was big when I was in like junior high, and the friends list was big. And then when I got into high school, Instagram was becoming really, really big. And you would see somebody like a post and you'd be like, why did you like their post? Or you would see somebody commenting under somebody's photos or whatever. And that would be a thing.
I don't know if any of you guys have heard of the T app.
Mm-hmm. But I got it on my phone right now.
Yeah, there's
What's
a T app for women and males.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mommy, you know?
Okay, so basically, the T-App is an app where you can upload photos of women or female, depending on, like, if you're male or female. On For me, I'm a female, so I would see, like, a bunch of guys being uploaded, and you can comment, say, oh, they did me dirty, or you can, people can ask, like, are you talking to this person? Like,
it's very messy.
Very.
I can say that.
Okay, let me...
You're bearing the lead about the T-App.
What's the lead?
Everything is anonymous. You can't screenshot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You have to do... They basically run a background check on everybody that's on the app.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't share things from the app like a normal... You know, like if you're on Hinge or something, you can screenshot and be like, whatever, whatever, whatever in my DMs. And this stemmed from those, is this your man... cis pages where women were like, this man is crazy, he robbed me, he's violent, whatever. But they were getting backlash because women in those groups were leaking that back to the men. And it is an anonymous way to warn men and women about people who may not be the best person for dating or otherwise.
Yeah. It's popular everywhere.
Everywhere. High school.
Everywhere.
There's a waiting list to get on.
I have a question. Is it heterosexual specific?
Well, if you're on the women's T app, you can only post about men.
Yeah.
And if you're a man, you can only post about women. But that leaves a huge gap for our queer folks because I feel like they need the same safety nets that we're creating.
But what worries me is that because it's anonymous, like if you're upset at somebody, and I'm not saying people will abuse it, hopefully people have enough sense to tell the truth.
They do not.
Yeah.
But that's the thing though, like what if you're like, and I'm specifically thinking of women, you know, because men that they're all suspicious. Yeah, you know, they're kind of all suspicious, no offense. But then I think about, okay, if women are able to start posting about women and somebody is upset at somebody because they like the same person that you like and then you start running their name through the dirt, I don't know.
Right.
You know?
People just need to take it with a grain of salt, be aware, do your own research. Mm-hmm. Also listen to your gut.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, imperfect. Like, I see the vision, but there's a lot of gaps.
I don't date. It's just a waste of my time.
Ooh, okay.
Period.
I know that's
okay.
Right.
Why do you feel?
Because these men nowadays, they just be playing in your face, and it's just not worth it.
Okay.
It's not worth your time.
Okay,
it's
all right. Let's be specific, though. Like, playing in your face.
Yeah,
like,
what does that mean?
What's going on?
Like, you're talking to me, but... in reality, you're really talking to a whole nother female.
So where do you draw the line? Because, you know, the TikTok dating gurus say that don't put your eggs all in one basket. So I can understand the feeling of like, why are you talking to her when you're talking to me? But also, shouldn't you at this age especially just be out getting to know people, seeing what you like, seeing what you don't like? Or are you one of those, lock it down?
When I was a freshman, I was like talking to multiple people, you know, getting to know everybody. And then, like, as I got older, should I? Yeah.
Girl, aren't you?
You know what I mean, Kayla.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
But, like, older than what I was, like, I just stuck to that one person because it's just too much work. Talking to multiple people at once. It's just too much work. So
I beg to differ.
Oh, okay. We got the other side.
Let us know.
Go ahead, Amaya.
I mean, yeah, nowadays I agree. I definitely put all your eggs in different baskets because nobody's putting one egg in just your basket. So there's no need for you to, you know, it shouldn't be one-sided talking stage, I feel like. And I think people get caught up in like situationships. They don't really know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And there's honestly, a situationship is not even a thing. People just came up with that to label what they were doing as a good thing instead of seeing it as a bad thing. But me, yeah, I don't think it's hard to juggle at all. I've asked my friends, I'm like, you should try it. You know, this guy is not sticking to just you. I wouldn't just stick to just him. And they're like, I'd forget his name, Amaya. I'd get them confused. You really don't. At the end of the day, you really don't get them confused or messed up. Because if you have them all providing different things, you will not mix them up.
Mm. Okay, but okay, okay.
That's just my opinion.
You need to write a book.
How do you know when you're talking to somebody, though? You know, because I feel like you meet somebody out. Maybe you exchange numbers or, I don't know, Snapchats or whatever you kids do these days. But is it just because you're communicating on a regular basis or, like, you're flirting with each other or, like, you know what I mean? Like, how does one know that they're talking? Is that established or no?
No, it's not established. Or from my point of view, from my friends, from me, myself, it's never been established. Like, you can still establish it and you can have a conversation, a deep conversation, and be like, this is what I want. And you ask them, what do you want? Are you only talking to me, like, one person? They will lie. They are liars. They will lie. And I've experienced this just this week, so I'm very passionate about this topic right now. But, yeah, no, they don't establish when you're talking. And you can still establish it, but it's you'll forever just be talking until you find that person that wants to take you serious.
That sounds extremely stressful.
Yes.
To try and keep up, because at what point do you stop? Because that's a lot of time.
Right.
Right. And so it's like, it's an investment.
Yeah.
And so when do you, I guess it's up to you as an individual to say, you know what, I'm going to walk away from this situation because I can't imagine investing so much time and not expecting it to go any further or to the next level or to become a relationship and it not, and me be okay. Like, I don't, like, when is it, like, you make that decision, like, hey, when we have that deep conversation, I'm ready for a relationship and nothing. Like, how does that work?
So there's different ways it could work. So either, one, you block them, you're done, you ghost them.
Blocking strong.
Or sometimes, you know, the guy might be like, oh, since you're taking a step back because I didn't want to be in a relationship, they'll ghost you first. So they'll either ghost you, you got to ghost them first. But me, guys, don't do this. This is not a good strategy. But me personally, I don't care. I'll still talk to them just because, like, I have more people, so I don't really care.
She got a roster.
So it doesn't really affect me as much just because, like, what she won't do, another person will. Even if, like, because sometimes I'm not looking for, like, a relationship, especially in, like, a certain person. So it's just nice to be around them, have someone to hang out with. You know, just, like, when I want to do something, it's fun like that. So I would say, yeah, I don't care. I still talk to them. But most people and my friends, if you're listening to this, you should block them. Block them.
Well, this has been a very enlightening conversation for me. I guess what I want to say is, you know, no matter where you go to high school or who you're talking to or dating, I think always putting yourself first and what makes me happy, what keeps me safe, what keeps me healthy should be at the forefront of your mind at all times. If you're with someone but it doesn't feel good, whether you're talking or whatever labels you put on that, that's a red flag that this is not healthy. And I also just want to say thank you to Amaya and Tamaya for your open conversations, which I'm sure that young people could listen to and think about the choices that they're making. It's not about telling people what to do. It's about having different opinions and deciding what's best for you, but always being healthy and safe and feeling like you can speak your mind, speak up for what you want. So I think you are both great examples of that.
Yeah, definitely. I'm always proud of our girls who come through and who are open and willing to talk about their own experiences. So Tamaya, Venicia, thank you so much for joining us today. Teresa, Kayla, Amaya, as always, a pleasure to do podcast business with you. This has been another fun episode of Love Girls, the podcast. We cannot wait to have you all back to listen here soon. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you next time.